私は渥美咲です。茨城キリスト教大学の卒業生です。私がどのように神様と出会ってバプテスマを受ける決心をしたかを話す前に、私が今まで犯してきたその罪を聞いてください。
Before I share with you all how I met God and why I decided to receive baptism in Christ, I would like to share briefly about the sins in my life.
私は口数は少ないけど、温厚で家族思いの父と明るく前向きな母との間に生まれました。生まれた時から健康な体を持ち、家族に恵まれ、育てられ続けていました。鏡を感じながら感謝して生きることはありませんでした。むしろ私は本当に悪い子でした。両親がどれだけ私に愛情を注いでくれていたかを知りながらも、毎日両親を喜ばせるために生きていました。そんな自分に苦しみました。与えられた命、家族を大切にできずにいた、とても罪です。
I was born into my family with a dad who doesn't say much, but is wholeheartedly devoted to our family.And with a bright, positive, forward-looking mom. Ever since I was born, I have always had good health, had everything I ever needed, and was blessed with a close-knit family, a close-knit, intimate family. But I'm embarrassed to admit that while I knew I was blessed with much, I didn't live in a way that demonstrated my gratitude for it at all.To be honest, I was a badly behaved child. Even though I knew how much my parents continuously poured their love into me, I kept giving them a hard time and making life difficult. Even though I wanted to become a good child, I couldn't. And even though I wanted to bring them joy, I also couldn't do that. That was a deep wound in my heart. I didn't fully appreciate the gift of life I received.Nor did I really properly value my family. And I began to hate life and was a deeply sinful person.
私が初めて人生の窮地に立ったのは17歳の頃でした。母の持病が再発し、まもなく母は亡くなりました。私は自分を憎みました。母の持病は再発したのか、自分を責めました。そう続けているうちに、どうして神様は神様なら助けられたはずだと神様を責めるようになってしまいました。一日に起こった出来事を話すといつも笑って聞いてくれて、辛い時にはそういう母、家族のためにいつもな母がいないだけで、私はそんな私を励まそうとして心から感謝できず、昨日が精一杯でした。笑えることがなく、
At the age of 17, I faced the deepest pain of my life. My mother's illness returned with a vengeance, and she died soon after. I really hated myself. I was a bad girl and had caused a lot of heartache both to my mother and to myself. And at that time, I thought, as a result of my evil, my mother's sickness returned, and I blamed myself for it.And I didn't only blame myself. I became angry with God and asked God why he didn't help us and save my mother. I thought he was supposed to be a God who helps and saves. So I also began to blame God in my anger and hurt. My mother always listened with interest about what had happened in my day and laughed with me at funny things and comforted me in the struggles. She always tried hard to be positive and to be present in our lives.So I was despaired at her loss. Even though my friends and teachers tried to encourage me, I could only fake happiness and try to hide the immense pain within that robbed me of my true happiness. And take that happiness. I felt I lost all direction, purpose, and will towards living at all.
私を大きく変えたのは、その美化教会との出会いでした。私はラブ&サーブの活動を通してこの御徒教会を知りました。神様には全く興味ありませんでした。みんなのことはすぐに大好きになりました。 示す愛や寛容さは彼らの中であると気づいたとき、私は信仰したいと思うようになりました。信仰したいと思いましたが、相変わらず神様、どんなに彼らが神様を、どうしても神様を受け入れることも。
It was at that time I experienced a big change. It was coming into contact with Mito Church and its family. I found out about this church through the Love and Serve mission to Cambodia.Of course, it should go without saying that at that time I had absolutely zero interest in God. However, I quickly fell in love with the people in this church community. And it was through the love and generosity of this church demonstrated to me and to others that helped me to realize at the center of it all was God. And when I realized that, I also realized that I wanted to begin to learn more about faith in Christ.I wanted to know as much as I could and keep learning, but honestly, I couldn't find it within myself to come to a belief in God. No matter how much the people here loved me, for whatever reason, I couldn't find it within myself to accept and believe in God.
そんな私は苦しみの中にいました。そこから信じることができない自分に苦しみ、神様に全てを委ねたいこと。とりあえず私も祈ってみようと思う、聖書を読んでみようと思っても進まない。もう諦めて教会に行ったりしたこともあります。
Those feelings and struggles seemed to continue for quite a long time. And I realized that I was really struggling with the pain of that. I truly wanted to believe, but somehow I couldn't make my heart believe in God. And that was painful. I hated myselfAnd the fact that I couldn't fully release and entrust myself to God. Though I tried to pray for the time being, I couldn't seem to continue or get into a consistent rhythm of doing it. Even if I tried to read the Bible, I never got very far and didn't understand what I was reading. In those feelings, or that stage, and wanted to separate myself from the church, which is what I ended up doing.
日々を繰り返す中で、特に何か大きな出来事が起こったわけではありませんでした。ただ私は深い悲しみの中にいました。神様、私の全てを神様に委ねて悲しみました。その中で、まず告白し、神様のメッセージを聞くことを願いすることが唯一私の癒しとなりました。神様に全ての罪を告白し、全て様と共に生きたいと思うようになりました。とても感じました。
When I reflect back on those days, there was nothing really big that happened, but I realized I was imprisoned in this deep sadness. I realized I was sad because I had willfully separated myself from God and failed to completely entrust myself to Him. And in context, I also realized that I experienced deep healing and joy from gathering to worship every week with His church family, confessing my sin, worshiping God for who He is and what He's done.And hearing him speak to me through his word. That's when I decided I wanted to give my life to him completely, confessing and repenting of my sin, and beginning to live fully daily with God. It was there and only there I found true hope.
だから今日、洗礼を受け、すべての罪を悔い改められることに感謝します。神様を示してくれた皆さんに感謝します。基督教会に感謝します。どんなに神様から離れても、何度も私の手を引き、戻してくれた神様に感謝します。神様の愛、神様の全ての計画。
So today I am most thankful to be able to repent and release the burden of carrying my sins, and to receive forgiveness through baptism into Christ. I am also extremely thankful to and for everyone gathered here today who have demonstrated God's love to me.I am deeply thankful for Mito Church, this spiritual family that gathers together in this place to worship God and follow Christ. But more than anything, I am thankful to God who patiently and faithfully endured all the times I separated from Him and lovingly take my hand, my heart, and my life, drawing me back to Himself. I am also thankful for God's love, God's plan, God's mission, and God's guidance.
クリスチャンとして神様に委ね、神様と共に神様を愛し、人を愛していったと、そ そしてかつての私のように私の行いを見て神様を知っている。そのために私ができることは何かを楽しみです。
From this moment forward, it is both my desire and my decision to release myself and entrust myself to God, and to live together with Him as a Christian, a follower and disciple of Jesus. The meaning and purpose of my life will be to love God and to love others. And my joy will be to be a witness, example, and to help others who don't know Christ come into a relationship with Him. I am so excited to discover and to learn all the ways God can use me for His kingdom purposes and His mission to save.
私に神様の愛をたくさん見せてくれた皆さん、ユダ教会に心から感謝します。
Thank you to my new family in Christ here at Utah Church for all the love of Christ you have and will continue to show me.
For her baptism, we're going to sing two songs, and then after that, we'll invite people forward.